Season 2, episode number 24. Let me upgrade ya to business class. This week's episode is brought to you by Target. Look, there are great deals at Target, such as BOGO, which has 50% off women's swimsuits and up to 25% off home style essentials. Also, if you are looking for those baby soft nursery details and sweet little clothes, you need to check out the Cloud Island collection at Target. Lastly, with all these great deals, Target is offering a free $5 gift card when you spend $20 or more on beauty items. That is a no-brainer. For these deals and so much more, visit keepit100girl.com/podcast, and you're going to look for episode number 24, where you're going to find the Target link, or just on your phone, just punch episode number 24, look in the show notes, and the Target link is right there staring at you. It's official. Welcome to another edition of Flyer Girl Talk. And as you know, one of my passions, one of my Nina Girl passions is traveling. And I've been to 32 countries, y'all. And I've got a lot of travel stories, truths, and advice that I want to give to you on a regular, in addition to my Keep It 100 Girl segments. It all starts now. Alrighty, so this is how it works. This particular segment of the Keep It 100 Girl podcast is a weekly show. So you're going to have Flyer Girl Talk, which will air every Tuesday, and Flyer Girl Minute are the tips that are going to be aired on social media throughout the week. This show is for every traveler, whether you're a first timer to that travel savvy frequent flyer. I also have a membership site where you can have full unlimited access to premium content related to travel and cracking that travel code. If you guys have not downloaded the app for Hotel Tonight, I highly, highly encourage you to do so now.
I just like the sound.
I use this app to book cool design-forward hotels in advance or even the same day of my arrival. From luxe to basic options, whether it's 5-star or 3-star, there is something for everybody when it comes to budget, style, and preferences, especially if you're a last-minute traveler like me. Use the promo code NIBABEL this summer and get $25 off your first booking. Pro tip, tap the heart on the hotel profile and add it to your favorites list. And you know what? You will see whenever it becomes available. So in this episode, you're going to learn 7 useful tips when considering a business class seat or upgrade. There are many things to consider when you're buying your ticket or even when you're checking in and you want to upgrade to business class. So let's start with number 1. When do you make the decision to upgrade to business class? Well, this is the Nina Girl method. Number 1, you have to determine what your flight tolerance is. In my case, it's a minimum of 4 hours of flight time. So let me break that down further. If a flight is 4 hours or more, then I keep my eye open and looking for that business class upgrade. Next, if it's a long haul flight. So as you know from my previous episode about long haul flights, that's episode number 22, anything above 8 hours is considered long haul. So that is where you want comfort, especially if you're on one of those 20 hour flights. And then lastly, if you're tired, you're on a long haul flight and you just want to be in comfort, have your legs up, that is another Nina Girl method. Number 2. So how much does it really cost, or what are you willing to pay? The cost varies and it's relative to what you want to pay, your budget, what you can afford in relation to the distance that you're traveling. Number 1, $0 to $100 is in my budget for any flights 5 hours or less. And we'll talk about the $0 part a little later. So I'm willing to pay $100 or more for any flights beyond that five-hour threshold. As you heard from previous episodes, I don't sleep the night before I hop on any flight, whether it's domestic or international. So in the case of international, it's very important for me to be comfortable. So upgrading is something that I look at very, very closely so that by the time I get to my destination, my layover, I am not crawling out of my seat, literally. Number three. So what are the benefits of upgrading to business class? As you know, most passengers, as you're passing through first in business class, automatically you notice, number one, the seats, the one-on-one attention, the comfort that they're already experiencing before the flight has even taken off. So the biggest benefit of them all when you check into business class is all of your luggage goes priority. Your luggage gets tagged with that priority tag. It's a bright fluorescent colored tag. And what that means is that it gets pulled off the plane first so that when you head on over to baggage claim, it will be pulled off the carousel waiting for you and you can't miss it. Number four. So is a business class upgrade really worth it? So if your criteria is the same as my criteria and you're good to go, this is what I say. Once you've decided the upgrade is worth your time, you now have to figure out what your travel formula is every time you hop on a plane, whether it's domestic or international, whether it's short, mid, or a long haul flight. That is something I can't give to you. You have to know for yourself, but I'm giving you the ingredients to make up your own magic formula. Business class is always worth it when it's low season and business class is empty. Look, the flight attendants, they'll wait on you hand and foot. And that is not an exaggeration because they want to work and it's boring if they have no one to attend to. And lastly, if you're hungry, also an added bonus, especially when you have that one-on-one attention. Additionally, you have the room, you have the comfort, and you're nearest to offboarding the plane once it lands. Number five, upgrading and using a buddy pass. This is actually premium content that you could find on the member rewards site. Using a buddy pass takes patience. You have to have time, flexibility. It takes skill because it's all about the timing and knowing and watching those airline loads for your specific flight. If you have a buddy pass hookup, there are some unwritten rules you need to know. You need to know that you're very low, in fact, ground zero low in the pecking order, which is why you got to get to the airport very early to check in before your flight departure time. And this ensures that you're first in line and your name gets added to the list first. This is a given, but I'm going to say it anyway. Paying business class customers are always, always, always ahead of you. Next, selecting the lowest load, unfortunately, is not always a guarantee. It can change in a split second. It could change overnight. So if you're not familiar with a load, what that means is when you're looking and you're accessing the airline system via the employee or whatever your hookup's role is with that specific airline, you'll be able to see how many seats are occupied versus not occupied for each flight going out that day to that destination. So you might look at it yesterday and noticed that the plane was half full, but then by the time of your flight or hours prior to your flight, you will notice it was probably 75% to 90% full. And that's when the panic button should start. Because you know what? You might have to rearrange your schedule, your destination, your accommodations, because you might not get on that flight. All right, when it comes to dress code, just because you know the airline employee, you're related to the airline employee, you are still subject to a business class dress code. And if you want to hear more about the dress code, then you can access the member rewards site. If you are a premium content subscriber or want to become one, you could subscribe to a podcast episode only plan. There's also monthly episode plans and annual membership plans. This is where you could find more on business class dress code tips. I will tell you guys how to subscribe, how to join, or even just visit the site and surf around in case you're interested. Number 6, food and snacks. Who doesn't love food and snacks? I touched on it briefly a little earlier in the episode, but passengers automatically think that food is a benefit when it comes to business class. But truthfully, food is an added benefit when you're flying on an international airline, in my opinion. Specifically, if you're flying the Asian and Middle Eastern ones, because those menus are literally to die for, and you are getting fed frequently during the flight. It's very rare to have good food and snacks unless you travel with a really well-noted airline. And you know what I'm talking about. I'll throw some examples out there because JetBlue is known for their endless snacks. Korean Airlines, Cathay Pacific, Emirates, Bangkok Airways, which are some of my favorites, to name a few, feed you from ice cream to curry shrimp. There's no need to purchase anything on any layover because the belly is full. So everybody should know that the airline service has a schedule, and that makes it easier for the crew to serve meals and snacks to its passengers. And oftentimes they'll tell you, do not go to sleep right away, then wake up after the service was completed and ask for a meal. This, of course, will be granted. It just requires more work for the flight attendant than it would when all the meals are being served. Number 7. There's different types of upgrades. You should become familiar with the differences between a bid-based, partial, or a full business class upgrades. It's always useful to know if you're being offered the chance of making a bid for an upgrade. And this is where there's a small fine print difference between a full upgrade to business class and a bid-based upgrade. With a full upgrade, your new business class ticket includes everything you would have gotten if your original booking was in business class. An example is, again, I go back to the Asian and Middle Eastern airlines. Some of the little perks you get is a chauffeur to and from the airport, access to the departure lounge, and to luxury services such as a massage, access to the arrivals lounge, and to showers, frequent flyer points, full air miles, full flexibility to change your ticket, and lastly, concierge services. Contrast with partial upgrades, where you use your air miles or loyalty points, and then lastly, cash. You have to bid in an auction to sit in business class and to be served a business class meal, but that's all you get. So if you would like to learn more about all these upgrade hacks to business class, just the ins and outs of travel, maybe you want to just test the waters and treat yourself to a bad and bougie traveler experience in 2018 or beyond. Knowing the how-tos is key, and this is where the premium content comes in. So there's 4 tiered plans, and the first plan is a membership site where you have access to the Patreon membership page. For $3 a month, you have access to some podcast episode content. Being a Patreon member gives you access to the Patreon feed. As part of our thank you for supporting the show, we will have your name listed on the official list of patrons. The tier 2 plan is a la carte per episode, which just means you're subscribing to an episode specific topic. You will have full access to select premium content from a specific episode. It could be based on upcoming trips, destinations, or just advice that you can pay for per episode. Next is a tier 3 plan. This is a $15 a month membership that requires a 3-month minimum. Here you're going to have access to the Patreon feed. You are going to connect with other patrons on Slack. You have the a la carte privileges mentioned earlier. You have monthly Q&A Facebook live streams, and you have access to personalized video content. And lastly, tier 4 is an annual membership, and that runs for $120 a year. This is for the savvy traveler, the anxious first timer who wants to travel, You'll get access to premium content. Of course, it includes the Patreon membership, a la carte specific podcast content, monthly Q&A on Facebook live streams, personalized video content, travel contacts, and customized itineraries for specific destinations that I've traveled to. Lastly, you could also be a guest or co-host for an episode. How's that? This is where you can either travel or bring up a topic that you want to share. So each tiered plan is designed specifically for every traveler, whether you're a first-timer or travel-savvy frequent flyer. To view and listen to premium content being offered in episode number 24, visit www.bit.ly/FGT01. That's Frank George Tom 01. Or head on over to thekeepit100girl.com/podcast and look for episode number 24. And there you're going to find the member rewards, membership sites, and tiered plans listed. So in this video on the premium content, you're going to learn the following. You're going to learn how to upgrade without paying. That's when to use cash, points, or miles. You're going to learn some buddy pass pitfalls, what to avoid, and certainly the pitfalls that I've experienced using a buddy pass. Next, you're going to learn what not to wear when you're flying business class so you won't get bumped up. All right, guys, thanks for this week's baggage check. Tune in later this week for the Flyer Girl Minute. This is where Nina talks about flight check-in tips. Remember, Nina doesn't do domestic. She's not a backpacker. She avoids hostels and she reps the bad and bougie experience on a budget. If you have the same travel feels, you're in the right place. Look, 32 countries later, get my read on my own personal travel style, destination deets, trip ideas, and helpful tips that are not always that easy to find on your own. Press the subscribe button on your mobile, and this will put this show and other shows on lock where you can get the inside dish on this Flyer Girl's Truths every week. Review the show in iTunes, and even better, don't forget to subscribe so you never, ever, ever miss an episode. Like what you heard? Share it, help me spread the word. I'm on Spotify, Alexa, iHeartRadio, YouTube, Stitchin, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music. And if you can't get enough, get social with the Flyer Girl herself using the handle @NinaBabel on Instagram and Twitter. Join Girly Nation, that's the 100 Nation, on the Keep It 100 Girl Facebook page, and let me know what you think of each episode that you're listening to. Travel is my passion. It's my therapy. If you've listened to my past travel episodes, you're going to know or become very familiar with my travel personality. People have asked, and you know what? Nina has answered. It's about time I give you my formula. Flyer Girl keeps it 100. She keeps it real. She keeps it true. Smooches.